Here are some additional tips that may help you hide things that you have legally purchased, both hiding them from looters as well as rogue regimes that change the rules on you. And by the way, just as a side note, I want to reinforce that I'm talking about hiding things that you have acquired legally, things that are your property. The government may change the rules, though. They may outlaw storing food. Yet you stored food when it was legal and when it was actually a wise thing to do. So, of course, you have the right to hide that food and to benefit from your investment in that food, your pre-planning, in other words. So whether these items become illegal, it is moral and ethical and just to hide these items in order to preserve your assets and your livelihood, regardless of what laws the government has about them. So as long as you are doing something that is ethical and moral, then you have my encouragement on hiding those things from confiscators or thieves. So here's one thing that a lot of people don't think about. Turn off your phone or don't even bring your phone if you're burying something in your yard or you're hiding something in an alternate location, because of course your phone tracks your exact location at all times. And the government can build a map of where you've been and how long you've spent there, and they can then go check out those locations. So obviously do not carry your phone with you when you are hiding things. Secondly, if you're doing something out in your yard, don't forget that satellites are photographing your land several times a day. And so if you have to dig a hole and bury something and cover it back up, do all that on a cloudy day where the satellites can't see you. And even do the best job you can of covering it back up with leaves or grass or branches or whatever in order to hide the fact that you just dug a hole there, by the way. Don't draw attention to yourself via satellite or cell phone locations. Another important tip to keep in mind is that if you have to bury something somewhere, can you put a plant on top of it? Especially the kind of plant that dissuades people from, you know, wanting to dig there. Now, we're very fortunate in Central Texas because we have prickly pear cactus all over the place. It's a very common plant in this area. And it turns out that prickly pear cactus, you can dig it up and you can move it, put it somewhere else, and the plant won't die. So it actually looks like it's been there the whole time. So let's say if I wanted to bury a small barrel full of whatever, you know, whatever I'm hiding, I don't know, water filters or food, I could just dig a hole for that barrel, put the barrel in there, fill it up, cover it back up, and then transplant a prickly pear cactus on top of that, right on top of it. And, you know, number one, it's going to cover up the ground being disturbed there. And then secondly, people aren't going to want to dig around a bunch of prickly pear cactus because they're going to get stuck. So depending on where you are in terms of your climate, there are different types of plants that could really dissuade people. Different types of thorny bushes or brambles, for example. So you might think about what you can transplant that could cover a spot where you just buried something. It could be a really good way to hide it. It's also worth mentioning here that different sizes of storage containers are very frequently used by companies that manufacture things, whether it's companies involved in the use of oil or petroleum products or food. And as you know, my own store, healthrangerstore.com, we get delivery of many products in steel drums or poly drums or different sizes of barrels and buckets and all kinds of things. And I guarantee you that if you put a little effort into it and call around a few places locally, you'll find a company that's trying to get rid of containers, probably for free. You could probably just call them up and offer to just come pick up whatever they have, barrels, drums, buckets, empty poly bags, and so on and so forth. And you'd be surprised what companies are still giving away just because they don't have the time and space to deal with it. For example, I know we're constantly trying to get rid of pallets and also steel drums and also different kinds of buckets and so on. It's just, we're overrun with that stuff in our operation, and we're not the only ones. And there's no value in us hanging on to any of those things because they take up too much space. And we're out of space because it's very difficult to build, you know, storage facilities these days because of the price of steel and the price of concrete and rebar, the lack of labor and so on. So I can guarantee you there are a lot of companies out there that are just begging to get rid of containers that you could use for storage. And some people use these containers like 55-gallon drums. They'll use them for planters, you know, flower planters or growing crops even. There are many different uses for these things. And a steel drum, it can be a pretty clever hiding place if you have lots of them. And let's say you have 10 steel drums stored somewhere in your yard. Now, these steel drums, the lids don't come off, but they have little bung openings that you can individually open. And I think they're 2 inches in diameter or something along those lines. And then you can open the drum and, you know, they're for transferring liquids. But any objects that you have that are 2 inches in diameter or less can go into the drum, obviously. And that could include coins. That could include ammunition. It could include barrels for rifles or all kinds of things. It could include stored cordage or, you know, steel cables or all kinds of things that you want to hold on to. You can put them in a barrel. And then if you ever need them, you can buy a barrel lid cutter and just set that aside. And it's not that crazy expensive. It's, I don't know, it might be $150 or something similar to that. And you can cut the top of a steel barrel kind of like a can opener opens a can. So think about the value of having something in a steel barrel where it looks like junk. It's probably going to start rusting out in the yard before long, right? And thieves that are there to rob you, they're not going to want to take a barrel. They didn't come equipped to steal barrels. Yeah, they're looking for jewelry and guns and smaller things that they can, you know, throw into their Toyota and drive away or whatever. So they're not going to be chucking barrels in the back of the truck unless they have some reason to suspect that for some reason the barrels have something very valuable in them. But it's very unlikely that they would suspect that unless you told them. So barrels are actually a pretty good place to hide things. And they're very difficult to get into because you have to cut the steel. And usually a thief is not bringing a steel barrel lid cutter with them. And on top of that, you can probably get these steel barrels for free because companies are trying to get rid of them all the time. So think about that as an option. It's a really good option. Now, these steel barrels, by the way, can also be used to store things like diesel fuel or engine oil, or I wouldn't really recommend gasoline because it's so flammable, but diesel is perfectly safe to store in them. The thing is, if you do that, you need to protect the barrels from rust. So you got to store them in a barn, typically, or someplace where they're not going to get rained on. And you're going to need to maintain them and maybe repaint them every once in a while so they don't oxidize. I prefer to store diesel in poly barrels. I don't use steel barrels for really much of anything except as a disguise for something. And I think that's the best use for steel barrels. Now, I'd like to also point out that cinder blocks are hollow. The standard 16-inch by 8-inch by 8-inch cinder blocks that you can buy at the hardware store, they're a couple dollars each typically. And if you stack them, you have a lot of hollow space in between them. And you could build a small wall, or you could even build something like a little retaining wall. Or you could just stack them up next to some other wall that you have, or whatever you think might make a lot of sense. And technically, you could store a lot of things inside the holes that are in the cinder blocks. And even if you use a little bit of mortar and kind of cement the blocks together, you still have a lot of empty space inside those blocks. You could hide rifles in there. You could put tall objects in there if you stack them high enough. So that's something to really consider, because cinder blocks are going to last a long, long time. And if you put a little bit of mortar between them, people typically aren't going to try to just lift them or break them apart. They'd have to take a little sledgehammer to it. But when the day comes that you want to disassemble them, it doesn't take much force actually to break the mortar and free up the cinder blocks. So that's a pretty good option depending on where you are. And it's not very expensive and it creates a lot of storage space. So I hope you found this valuable. And my final advice is that as you go around your day, look at all the objects around you and think about the empty space inside them. Think about the fact that there could be things hidden inside there. Think about the tubing and the pipes and the railings and the concrete blocks and the table furniture legs and vehicles and appliances and all the things around you, barns and tool sheds and shacks and homes and trailers and trucks and all kinds of things. They all have empty space. And that empty space could be used to save your life. So just start looking around and noticing that. You'll notice there's a lot of empty space in the things around you. In fact, there's empty space all over the place. You just have to start thinking that way and noticing it. And then expend a little bit of effort to use it. It's that simple.